The Supreme Court will resume sitting today to finalize hearing on the election petition before the final verdict. At the last sitting, lead counsels gave an interrupted oral presentation for 30 minutes each, whilst the lead counsel for the petitioners, Philip Addison, prayed the court to do what no court in Africa has been able to do by invalidating the election of President John Mahama in last year's polls. All three respondents prayed the court to dismiss the petition for lack of merit. Bubu Klinugo and George Asikari have the detail in this review.
Today's sitting will afford the nine justices hearing the election petition an opportunity to seek clarifications and ask questions on the written submissions filed by the lead counsels. After today's hearing, a mandatory judgment will be given in 15 days' time. At the last sitting, lead counsel for the petitioners, Philip Addison, prayed the court to invalidate the victory of President John Mahama and declare the NPP's candidate in the 2012 elections, Nana Akufo-Addo, as the rightful winner.
When all the categories of violations, malpractices and irregularities are combined, the aggregate votes affected is 3,931,339. When the results from these polling stations are annulled, the first respondents would reduce by 2,622,551, resulting in him securing 41.79% of valid votes cast. The first petitioner's total votes will be reduced by 1,233,186, resulting in him securing 56.85% of valid votes cast. This honorable court is being asked to perform a judicial function that no court has so far been able to do in Africa, to declare a presidential election outcome invalid and another candidate as validly elected.
Lead counsel for the first respondent, Tony Lita, said the petitioners limited their claims to evidence on the face of the pink sheet, a situation he described as ridiculous. He said petitioners failed to prove a single case of the alleged irregularities and asked the court to dismiss the case.
The constitutional right to vote is fundamental, it's inalienable, it's a God-given right. When somebody comes before your lordship and says that I won election, not by votes cast, but seeking to annul votes, your lordship should scrutinize it. And we say that no case has been made for your lordship to disturb the status quo.
For his part, lead counsel for the second respondent, James Kwasi Aidan, said the petitioners failed to convince the court on why votes should be annulled. He said the elections were conducted openly in the presence of all parties, and agents of the petitioners attested to the validity of the results on the pink sheet.
My Lord, I am suggesting by way of submission that nothing changed. The ballot continued to be counted openly, having been cast openly in public. They were counted openly, attested to by the agents, and signed on openly. We would respectfully submit that the petitioners have failed to prove their case before your lordships. Not one single vote ought to be annulled.
Quoting from the Evidence Act, lead counsel for the third respondent, Chachuchi Kata, said the witness of the petitioners, Dr. Mahamud Baumia, did not have personal knowledge on the issues before the court, hence lacked the capacity to give testimony. He described the petition as legally pathetic, factually empty, poor in arithmetic and logic, as well as deficient in statistics, and asked the court to dismiss the case.
We believe that this petition has been shown to be factually empty in terms of not having any supportable evidence being produced. It has been shown to be legally pathetic because the claims that are being made have no legal standing whatsoever, especially this claim about serial numbers. The petition has also been shown to be poor in arithmetic because you cannot have the same numbers when you are reducing polling stations, and certainly extremely poor in logic.
Your head lead counsel for the NDC, Chachuchi Kata, and then Bubu Klinugo and George Asikiri's report.